you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, I love you, love you, love you. You know what we do here at Good Deeds is we specialize in multimedia exposure for your business and your products and your passion and your purpose. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. I truly enjoy where I am right now. You know, it's a lot of things that's going on in the world. You know, you have to make sure you do three things. You have to believe in yourself. You actually have to just know deep down inside that everything is going to work out. You have to trust your journey. You know, we will have obstacles. We will have trials and tribulation. We will have a lot of people say no, because you know, even if you say, people say no, if people say you have a failure, if, you know, you actually are learning something from that failure. You know, you got, Les Brown actually said, if you fall, make sure you fall on your back, because you're easier able to look up and you can get up again. You know, get back on the horse again. You know, we have to do that. And we have to make sure we execute a plan. You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. You got to write it down. You know, a lot of people are publishing books, they're getting their story out, but you know, they had to plan before then. They had to write it down, they had to get it edited, they had to get people to review it before it actually become a finished product. So we have to make sure we believe, we trust, and we're going to walk it out. We're going to do something different, because my team is telling me that our guest hadn't called in yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually, you know, I love our sponsors. And we're going to actually change it up a little bit. You know, the good thing is, and being in media, you got to be flexible. But you got to have the team, and my team support me, and I always give them kudos for making me look good everywhere I go and whatever I say. So we're going to actually give the advertisers their spotlight starting off, and then maybe we can get in contact with our guest. If not, you know, we can roll, and you can call in and ask some questions, and we'll make sure we do not waste your time. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Renee Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
You know, you guys, I love it. I love it that people really like the don't stop, get it. And I have to say this, if the guest is actually on the line, please hit star one. There's so many people on the line. We have international people from China. We have people from South Africa. We have people from everywhere. So can you hit star one? Or you can just hit one, and we'll actually see who you are. But we're going to keep it going. I want to actually talk about, you know, what is passion? What is purpose? Okay, you know, when you, like I said earlier, when you have an obstacle, when you have things that's going on in your life, when you have things that you don't understand, you see stuff on the media, you see stuff that's going around, you don't understand it. You know, you actually have to be deep down inside and identify what your passion is. And what a passion is. A passion is something that if you close your eyes right now, you will actually see yourself doing it. It is something that's easily achievable. You know, I always use the example of my wonderful hair care professional, Miss Celeste. I sit in the chair, and she actually makes my hair do some amazing things that I know I cannot even think or even imagine that I can do. So she has, that is her passion. She can do it whenever she think about it, okay? And guess what? Search yourself, and actually you will see what's inside of you that you can do without any effort, okay? And, you know, I always give people, when I coach people, I tell them to take a sheet of paper and put a line down the middle. On one side, you actually put the things that you love to do. It can be as simple as you love to ride a bike. It can be as simple as you like to go on trips. You love to travel. You may like helping people. Now, a lot of times, the positive side, the things you enjoy, is going to be more than what's on the opposite side. And then on the opposite side, you put the things that you know you don't like. You know, that could be anything. Some people could say that's cooking. Some people could say that's not driving. It could be a lot of things. But guess what? What's on the positive side is the things that you need to explore to see if that is your passion to do. Now, when you identify the passion, you actually need to what I said before, you need to execute a plan. You got to execute a plan. You got to be around like-minded people, okay, and people that actually can move forward and help you actually walk out your purpose. You know, I'm a big fan of, I'm a big fan of coaches and mentors and trainers. I have several actually myself because, you know, everybody has their expertise and the things that they do. So, you know, you may want to actually do it in, again, hair care professional. It may be in the media, what I'm doing. Get with somebody that's doing it already, someone that already has a best-selling book, someone that actually has a publishing company, and actually be humble when you go into their circle. Don't always think you know everything, because if you did, you wouldn't be asking the questions, okay? So I just wanted to give you some information about, because people, a lot of people don't know what their purpose is. But you got to step back a little bit and actually see what your passion is. Your passion is something that's easily achievable with little or very little effort or no effort at all. You just do it. And what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a little commercial break. You know, I have some wonderful songs that I really, really like. We're just going to play a little bit of it, and actually then we're going to actually introduce our guest for the hour. We want to, I love this song, you know, it's by But God by Isaac Carey. We're going to play a little bit of that, and we'll actually introduce our guest, and our guest will be able to share things with us. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell him about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve mercy and his grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in the day,
yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
One good reason why you should still be alive.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have not one, Isaac.
That pastor did you pass last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave. Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name, but there ain't nothing that you've done to deserve his mercy and his grace.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank you, Isaac.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. Then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
your situation may have looked impossible. And now people are looking for an explanation on how in the world you made it through what you went through. I don't want you to let everybody know your business, but I just want you to look at them and give them a short version of your testimony. And just tell them, you know what? It was nobody. Yep.
You guys, we're back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunny. You know, I love that song, But God. Whatever's going on, when people talking about you, when people not acting right, but God. Just give it to him. He'll take care of it. You know, the thing that we love to do here is we love to help others share their message with the world. You know, we actually have a Good Deeds Radio, which you're here, Good Deeds TV. We actually have a speaking platform. We actually have so many things. If you want to know more about us or advertise with us or sponsorship, is please go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. You know, if you actually need me to be a host, you know, I'm electrifying. I actually get people up and they have an excited time. You know, host your events, host your telesummit, host your webinar. We can do that. If you need us to bring the red carpet to you, we have all that information on our website, www.reneesunday.com. We actually have an awesome, awesome, awesome young lady with us today. She can tell you that she actually never says the word I can't. If you say the word I can't, that's not in her vocabulary. She's an author. She's a speaker. She is a world changer, and she is helping all people to overcome the obstacle just by hearing her testimony. We want to welcome Wynn Kelly Charles to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here. I made it by the grace of God. I made it by the grace of God because I tell you, it's my 28th birthday today, and so I've been on the phone, on and off the phone, but enough of, and so thank you, Mimi, for having me on. But the wisdom I wanted to share with you guys, as Mimi said, I am a published author, and I am a motivational speaker, and I'm also a teacher. And as of this week, I will have a book coming out. The second part of my young adult novel series. And for those of you who do not know my story, I have a disability called cerebral palsy. And you can read more about that. And I Come a Win, which can be found on Amazon. I Come a Win was my first biography that came out in October of 2000. And so my book was supposed to launch today, but technical difficulties, and people said wait, and it will all work out, and it has. And we're working on it, but by the grace of God, I published another book. But then I'm taking a little bit of a break because I'm going back to college to get to finish out my degree and get my doctorate in education, specifically special ed.
Wow, that's powerful, Wynn. You just get it, as we always say.
I try to.
I want to ask you this question because people, you know, a lot of people, and you know, please, you guys, don't write me and beat me up on what I'm about to say. But we, as humans, we make a lot of excuses when we have obstacles and when we have things that don't work out. Just tell us what you do in your own life when things don't work out. And, you know, when you say, okay, I can't do this, as you say, you don't say I can't. So tell us some things that you do in your personal life, if you will, to keep going and saying you're not going to quit in this awesome race called life.
Well, for those of you who may not know this about me, I am religious. I just became Celtic Catholic on Pentecost Sunday, actually. And so I am a practicing Celtic Catholic / Christian. So I use power of prayer to get me to get this book launched together, to get this book out. I mean, people have watched me do this novel series practically on their own deathbeds, and they still want this book out, and they still want me to keep going, and it's amazing, amazing when I give updates to my fans about how the book is going. They're saying, go, we want to support you, but at the same time, we want you to go back to college. And that is reassuring to me when I thought, okay, how am I going to tell my fan base that I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus from my writing only because I want to become a better writer, only because I want to become a New York Times best-selling author with cerebral palsy, but how in the heck am I going to do that if I don't have the fundamental skills? So it was amazing to me to see the fan base reaction as to say, okay, I'm going to stop publishing books for just a little while, and then I'm going to come back stronger than ever. And they go, well, we support you, and we'll support the books when you come back, and we'll support the books throughout your college career. Actually, I'm planning on doing a children's book in September, hopefully, and then I'm planning on doing another book, two other books in December, and that's it. So basically,
you very busy.
So these questions, I use prayer a lot, and I actually came concept of my podcast through prayer, through communicating telepathically with my mom. She's in this coma, and she not only gave me the blessing to write I Win. She said, you have to do something to give it back to your fan base. So then I thought, well, if people saw it one more time with me alone, they're going to think, oh boy, another one pleading a case, another one pleading a case. And it's like, and so I'm like, okay, we gotta share my story, but in a different way. And I am blessed enough I had Weenie on my show a couple months ago, and that was a very enlightening episode because we talked about good deeds. And then a couple weeks later, she offered me to come on her show and talk about my story, and I'm very honored by my fan base, how my fan base has reciprocated to me, and how my fan base will be reciprocating to the book. I should say, not book.
Well, I'm so excited that you just stay so busy, and you know, you're just walking out your purpose. That's what, and I want to go back and say just a statement that I really commend you of doing is we have to realize that we have to rest. If you work, you actually is blocking your passion, your purpose, because you cannot think clearly if you're stressed out and if you're not taking rest. So I can get, that's $1 million tip that I'm giving you now that someone real close to me have instilled in me that you have to rest. So with Charles, I'm glad that you have done that. And then now you're coming out, as the kids say, you're coming out with a bang.
Well, I am coming out with a bang. And I will be, as I said, I will be publishing, my book comes out this week, and I will be publishing a book, and then I will be publishing two different books in December, probably one, because I'll probably be so busy with school, but the one I'm definitely going to be publishing is, okay, which is Wisdom in High Heels, and it's going to be 8 women, and I'm going to lead the marching band here, but I'm not going to be involved with these stories. I'm not going to put my own story in this anthology, because I want other people to put their anthology together.
Great, because, you know, everybody has a story. Everybody has a testimony. As we hear that as a slang word, but that is very true. And I'm a great fan of anthologies. I'm a great fan of people doing autobiographies, because when we actually read your material, it actually, we find ourselves in those stories. And then we can realize that we shouldn't be, and I hate to say it, we all do it, unfortunately, if we beat ourselves up at one time or another. And we actually can say, we need to stop that, and we need to walk on into our purpose or destiny. So that's a great opportunity that you're doing, Winchall.
Well, I have been in 2 anthologies, so, and I wrangled into 2 anthologies myself. I almost got wrangled into a third one today. And so then I thought, well, instead of me sharing my story, why not focus on the other women who I decide to pick? Because it will only be 8, because a lot of people are scared to write a story.
Yes, that's powerful. That's powerful. But let me ask you this. When different things with the social media, how has social media, because especially with the anthologies and all the material, because I always get this question and people ask me, what marketing plan do we need to do? Because the whole goal is to help other people, but it is nice to be a best-selling author. It's real nice to be on the New York Times awards about your published material. In your opinion, since you have been involved in so many, you know, platforms in regards to publishing your book and all the books you coming out in a short period of time, any advice of anyone that's nervous at this point of actually publishing their own book?
Many book coaches, and there's 2 people, give a shout out to, and who've helped me with my publishing career. The first one is Colin Hall, who actually runs Hot Pink Publishing, who actually does her own anthologies, but she does it a little bit different than I do. She goes about 100 people, whereas I go about 8, because I want to give these women the VIP treatment. The second person is Heather Hildebrand up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, who happens to be a book coach / a best-selling author herself, and she's phenomenal. The third person, who happens to be also up in Virginia, is Adrienne Corday, who also happens to be a New York Times best-selling author, and she's down to earth. She's not like the typical New York Times best-selling author. Adrienne Corday and I get together basically via phone or via email on a daily, and she is actually designing my new website. I just have been transferred over, and then my new website is going to be up and held by her, and it's beautiful. I have seen it. And so Adrian Corday, Colin Hall, and Heather Hildeland has taught me and supported me throughout this process. Not so much Adrian Corday, because she's a little behind the scenes bird that, to put it nicely, that likes to stay behind the scenes. I mean, she won't brag about being in the New York Times, whereas Colleen Hall will brag the moment she gets the book published. And it's like, Cola, you have got to stop, because you, how the heck are you going to be in New York Times that's someone else? You're bragging, and you don't have the fundamental skill set to pull it off with grace and style. Whereas Heather Hildebrand will talk about best-selling books, but she won't burst the bubble. So
yeah,
my recommendation is that people talk to someone that they connect with. If they want to talk to me, I am willing and open to talk to anyone. My phone number is listed on Facebook, and I'm always on Facebook, and they can contact me through Facebook and contact me through my website now, which is Author Wynn, WINCHALES, Wynn, WINCHALES, and I believe we have that in the show notes. So you can contact me that way, and I'm happy to sit down with you guys and talk about the publishing process and talk about everything else.
Wow, that's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, she is willing to actually to have a conversation, a powerful session about things, how she can help you. I mean, most people don't do that now, so take advantage of this. But when, Charles, you know, time goes by so quickly here, please give us some last-minute thoughts, and then give us your website and how we can support you on the social.
My last-minute thoughts are, once you guys become a New York Times best-selling author, and once you guys make it to the top, and I'm going to do this too, I'm going to stand gracefully in front of the room and not brag about it. That's my advice of gala here. And then my website, again, is Author Wynn, W-I-N, Charles, C-H-A-N, my name, Wynn, W-I-N, Charles. Into Google, you can find me there, and I'm happy to talk about anything you want to talk about, even though religion doesn't come out to play on Women of Wisdom. I am religious. I believe in God. So there we go.
Well, I truly thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I'm very proud of you. I want you to continue. If you need, you know, good deeds or myself, the platform builder, for anything, please contact us. And I truly appreciate, again, allowing me to actually be a part of your platform. But I just believe in you. And I see more and more and more to come, because, ladies and gentlemen, she's willing to help other people, and she's humble. So we thank you so much for Wynn Kelly Charles for being here with us.
Thank
on
you.
Good
thank you.
You're welcome. You guys, you know, I love you, love you, love you. You know what we do here at Good Deeds? We help you. We want to share other people their message to the world. We want to educate you, motivate you, inspire that we all as a whole can make wise decisions. If you need us for anything, you know how to contact us. You contact us at www.reneesunday.com. All of our social media information is there. Or you can do, I like how what Wynn Kelly Charles said, just Google me, you know, and you'll see Dr. Renee Sunday. I love you, love you, love you. And we got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. Don't stop. Get it, get it. See you next time. Bye-bye.